It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Worsham. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast. This is episode 455. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, he can't drive 55. I think he's Van Halen. Not sure why he sounds like Don Knotts, but he's got one bullet in his pocket, if you know what I'm talking about, ladies. The one, the only, Mr. Limpet, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Hit restart, and if that doesn't work, take the cartridge out and blow into it gently. Put it in and jump it up and down three times. To you, Justin.
How have we done this many episodes and not have that made, like, that reference in the intro? How has that happened?
This is just...
It is nothing short of a catastrophe, what we've done to these listeners this past year.
So, I need to know how much 479 converts to... If I spend $479 euros... 479? 479. 4.79.
I don't know.
I don't either. Well, that's how much your bottle of wine costs.
That cannot be true.
It says anywhere between 479 and 6364 euros. Oh, okay. So whatever that is.
So maybe it's like a $50 bottle of champagne.
That's about right, right? You don't want to be spending less than that on a bottle of champagne.
Well, like Cristal, isn't that known for being like 200 or 300?
There's a place on bar. Oh, is it? Oh, that's champagne. Oh, I always thought it was some... Don't care.
Cristal?
I thought it was
You're not a rapper, so you're not...
I thought it was a weird liquor like Jägermeister. I thought it was like... Or Goldschlager.
Gold 55. Kind of,
yeah. I thought it was a
45.
Like a high-end version of one of those really terrible liquors like that. I was at a place recently and they had Goldschlager or Jägermeister and they had it on tap in their house. Like a thing you can just have. And he's like, "Do you want some Jägermeister?" I'm like, "Sure, I'll taste it."
It's like an espresso machine you can get. You just drop the bottle in it, and
it's terrible.
Pours it through a cooler, and comes out cold and chilled.
It was terrible. You know why it comes out cold and chilled?
Because it's terrible.
There's no other way you drink it.
I don't mind Jägermeister. I'm not against it.
There are far better liquors out there.
Name one.
Rubbing alcohol.
Good one. Why did we not drink that before the show?
I feel like we did. That's true. I had a glass of whiskey and then a half a bottle of champagne. What's your excuse?
Why are we drinking so much? It's because, according to the news...
Your segues have gotten so much better this month.
That's right. I even turned on my news guy voice. Well, why are we drinking so much?
Just turn up the bass here.
Oh, that's the wrong number. And right here. Why are we drinking so much?
Oh, that's good.
That's because, according to Yahoo News, how the video game industry is faring. Now, anybody who lives in Omaha, Nebraska, or in the TNT Empire, I want you to know that I'm doing Chris... from the Todd and Tyler Radio Show. Video game console makers Microsoft and Nintendo have reported earnings for the most recent quarter. Last week, companies that make games started issuing their quarterly reports. Here's a look at reports and results for selected companies that make or sell video games. July 12th, NPD Group reports that U.S. retail sales of video games, hardware, software, and accessories fell 29% in June to $700 million. It's the seventh consecutive month of decline. Sales of console and portable software, the video games themselves, fell 29% from a year earlier, while sales of hardware fell 45%. Sales of accessories grew 4%. Excluded are sales of used games and rentals, as well as digital and social networking spending. That's Chris from the Todd and Tyler Radio.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I went through this article. I thought it was kind of cool. And they essentially break it down that everybody is missing out. Some things I thought were of a note that Nintendo, so it just says, it also says that Microsoft sold 1.1 million Xbox 360 consoles so far this year as of July 19th. And that's down 1.7 mil from a year earlier.
Hmm.
And it says that they call this a soft console market. That means it's not ready to go, if you know what I'm saying. Memberships.
So what does that mean?
I think it means that everybody who was going to get a console has one.
Yeah,
I guess. That's what I'm guessing.
I would agree. It's like an iPod at this point.
Yes.
You don't have one, you don't want one.
Memberships in its Xbox Live service increased more than 15%, though. So, and then Nintendo says it sold 710,000 Wii units in the April to June. Oh, no, that's just that quarter. And then down from 1.56 million a year ago. So half. Mm-hmm. They sold half of what they sold the year prior. Nintendo is coming out with a successor, the Wii U, this year. It's the forecast.
What? They're doing what?
I don't know if you heard of it.
What does that mean? What does the U stand for?
U.
What does the U stand for?
It is forecasting 10.5 million units for the full fiscal year, which ends in March of 2013.
Do they have a release date on that?
No.
What is the release date?
July 22nd, 2012. EA reports a wider net loss and lower revenue in its last quarter. And it says that it also announces stock buyback of up to $500 million. Take-Two Interactive, another game publisher,
stock
says it
buyback,
lost.
Stock buyback, so meaning that they made it, retailers couldn't sell it, and they send it back to them.
No, they're buying back their stock. They're a publicly traded company.
Oh, that's
so their stock is so horrible that they're offering a buyback to get some of the shares back.
It's all coming back to me now. It's all coming back. Go on.
Take-Two Interactive, which makes the Spec Ops, The Line, and Max Payne 3, their results were not as high as the company hoped, it says. Sony Corporation says sales fail about 15%, largely because of lower sales of the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation Portable devices and the games that go with them. The decline was partly offset by the new PlayStation Vita, which went on sale in December in Japan and in the U.S. and Europe in February. Video game publisher, this one I thought was interesting because we talked about this a few weeks ago with your love of Guild Wars. Video game publisher Activision Blizzard Incorporated says net income dropped because of lower revenue from games, but adjusted results that more closely watched figure easily surpassed Wall Street's expectations and were much higher than a year ago. The video game publisher THQ says revenue fell in the last quarter, but adjusted results beat Wall Street's expectations. It's changing. Hold on. That's not what I want. I thought it said something about World of Warcraft, how they saw a decline in their subscribership.
That's clear simply by what the market's doing.
That must
have
been another article that I looked at.
And
I will try to find that.
And on that note, even though we talked about Star Trek, the MMORPG last episode, Star Wars, the MMORPG, is going free to play, kids.
They announced that in the same thing.
Free to play. Here's what that means.
Here we go. This is what because it mentions that same thing.
More after Justin.
Fans of the most popular online gaming titles ever are increasingly jumping ship. Has WoW simply grown too stale? Is Diablo 3 to blame? In the lucrative world of massive multiplayer online role-playing games or MMORPGs, why would you... that's annoying.
It's okay.
World of Warcraft reigns supreme, or at least used to. The 8-year-old phenomenon, which lets dedicated gamers assume the identity of carefully curated avatars such as warriors, mages, and priests, seems to be losing its shine. Though recent studies have suggested it can help give seniors a brain boost, at the height of its popularity 2 years ago, the title known as...
What was that little...
Yeah, old people can stimulate their brain if they play.
What? Now, that is some bad reporting right there. Yeah. You can't drop that little... nugget without backing that up. That if I wrote that in an article for my...
In their defense, there is a link to something.
If I put that in my freshman out of college, or in freshman year of college paper, I would have gotten dinged.
You have to put that picture on the Facebook page.
Who is that?
It looks like a B. Arthur lookalike playing a PlayStation controller. Is that, am I right?
Yeah, something.
And just smiling. And what's great is
She's
laying on the ground like a kid would, right?
Right. That's how kids play video.
That's how they play. And also, only using her thumbs. Has no attention being paid to the trigger buttons on the top of controller.
There were her fingers.
She's playing it the way her children played a Nintendo. And that's the way, even the people shooting that photo, even the photographer at that photo shoot has no idea how to hold a PlayStation controller.
Maybe she's playing Bejeweled on her stomach.
You can always, are you interested in this or no?
Well, let's go back to that. Let's finish the other article first.
Okay. So let's see. It says at the height
today on Justin Surfs the Web.
Yeah, 12 million global subscribers willing to shell out $15 a month. That fell to 10
$1.2 million in the fiscal quarter ending March 30th.
You can't cry. Because look at all of the free content that's out there. And if they're getting 10 million people, do you realize television shows...
They lost another 1.1 million at the end of the second quarter this year.
Shows don't get 10 million people to watch them. Like, that's stupid that they're getting people to spend... Well, do that math. What's $15 times 10 million people? Plus the fact that the game ain't free. It isn't like you get this free online downloadable thing.
That's what they say. They say the number one reason why it's dropped is because gamers jumped to Diablo 3. And number two, what you're saying, there are too many free alternatives. Competition is getting stiff, especially as a rival game makers such as Electronic Arts make their MMORPGs available to players for free. Titles like Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Yeah, the fact that Star Wars went free-to-play, it's the end of the era. That's World of Warcraft will get to do it for as long as they can hold on to it, but they, too, will have to go free to play. This is just a sign. If there was any game that had a chance to challenge World of Warcraft for what they had, it was Star Wars. And if they can't do it with the massive franchise sitting behind it and the amount of work they put into it, it's a better game, the World of Warcraft, in terms of storytelling. And if they can't take away the World of Warcraft market and get people to pay $15 a month, the only reason people are doing it on World of Warcraft is because they've been grandfathered in.
Yeah.
And once that technology goes around, look out, Blizzard, because you're going to have to find other ways to make money. And I think there are better ways, because being a big fan of the game, even Guild Wars 2 has a new in-world monetary system that is based on real-world money. And they make it clear that you can either spend time or cash to progress your character, and that's up to you. Or you can do both if you want to do both.
Yeah, a mix mash or whatever, which is smart.
That's the way it should be. If I play Little Big Planet, I can download it for $2, make my character look like Iron Man. It does nothing to the game, but I'm like, look, it kind of looks like Iron Man, and I willingly pay for that. Mm-hmm.
Buzz Lightyear, you did it.
I did it. Well, that came with other content.
The availability of... He's saying the exact same thing. The availability of free multiplayer online games is definitely cannibalizing subscription games, says Michael Pachter, an analyst with Wedbush Securities, tells the Los Angeles Times. It's just not a growth industry.
Yeah.
They're turning off hardcore gamers, it says. It's been out for a long time.
But good for you, Blizzard. I mean, Blizzard nailed that.
Can you imagine your paycheck being $3 million less 3 months later?
I don't think that it's...
1.5 million people gone.
There isn't somebody getting $3 million because of what they did on World of Warcraft. I mean, the amount of money that they spend on maintaining the servers... And I played the game, and I didn't play the game at the peak of it, and it still took... I would load it up, and it would take 15 minutes to get into the server. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what... In what world do I have to sit in a line to play a game that I'm paying to play?
Yes.
That just doesn't seem right. And again, I was not playing at the height of
popularity.
Yeah, exactly. I was playing after everybody had moved on. So, it's fine, and they're doing some things to kind of revitalize it or whatever, but that just doesn't surprise me. And I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad that we gamers have kind of went, hey, wait a minute, you want me to lease a game from you? This just doesn't make sense. Because for $60, I can buy Skyrim and play for 120 hours and still not finish the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I would like more for my dollar.
Let's come back to the old people, because that leads me to my other thing that I saw. Based on the same thing,
it always comes back to the old people.
What I think is interesting, I just don't want there to be an advertisement at the beginning of this. So let me just, there is. Hey, you could create a page on Facebook. Don't know if you've heard of this, but
internet.
they talk about how that the idea, the reason why it's changing. Is it has nothing to do with the gaming industry. Okay, here. Now it's got
a familiar story. It's been a rough year for the video game sector.
So this is a financial show. This is a financial show where they're reporting on the stock of video games. Like not like what you thought it was of the actual inventory, but the stock, their bonds themselves.
In the past year, Electronic Arts is down 50%. Take-Two Interactive, down 38%. Activision, well, it's basically up 1.6%, roughly flat. Julia Borston is live in Los Angeles with more on the new data on the state of the video game and software industry. Julia.
Well, Tyler, June was another horrific month for video games. Retail revenue plummeted 29%, according to NPD. Console makers suffered the most, down 45% last month from a year earlier, while sales of the games themselves dropped 29%. But according to NPD, those suffering sales are just about half of the total spend on games. Mobile and social games like Zynga's, plus downloads and other digital content, generated another $491 million dollars in spending. So there is no question that the industry is shifting to mobile. NPD says that 57% of smartphone owners play games on their phones every single day. Tyler?
Julia, thank you very much.
So isn't that, like, this is what I think is great about this.
Victory,
is that,
but we'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take your victory. And by that, I mean her motorcycle.
What? Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, it is. It always is. The idea is that they don't have somebody on there who really, you know what I mean? Like,
well, they're looking at it from a market point of view, and clearly always statistics outmatch reality.
Yeah.
Like, because they are a financial people, they're able to tell you where people are, why people are playing it.
Which, well, and I honestly think that that trend holds true in most industries. But this is an example that we as gamers know that we are not sitting here pining for us to have a handhold gaming system that we can dump our money into. That the reality of it is that, sure, is it more profitable to make mobile gaming for a smartphone? Yes. Why? Because you and I could sit in a room and have access to the same level of tools and put in a few man hours to make a subpar game that is acceptable to the masses on a subpar console. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what an iPhone is. It is a subpar console. But if our friends like Matt or Nate Fox or any of those guys try to, if they were to dump their mad amounts of knowledge and manpower into making a game for a smartphone, they'd be like, that's a waste of my time.
Of course.
That's a waste of my energy.
It's not an actual,
That little machine can't even tap into what I'm capable of. That's why we make it on this fantastic thing called the PS Vita. That's the closest thing to what you're talking about.
And it's in HD.
Right. I don't even think it taps into the what they really put all their money into in the consoles. I think, and this is what we were talking about over dinner, the real reason why you're seeing this shift in the, or the dip in the income, in the amount of money spent or whatever, I think it's because rather than you having to spend $60 to get a new game for every game, what they've realized is that they stand to make more money if we put out a $60 game, wait a few months, and if it's a popular game, we dump some more man hours, or maybe we have some man hours pre-invested, and we give out another level as DLC. And then they're only spending $10 on that. But that $10, comparatively, we have a greater profit margin on that because, number one, there isn't a hard copy associated. We don't have to worry about the expense of the box, the disc, the manual, which we've already talked about is subpar in its own right. All it is just a little point and click, and I have comedy albums available on my website that I just put it up there once, and every time somebody buys it, I make money. It doesn't cost me anything. Yeah. That's why if you're a person who creates content, the digital era is the era to be in, because you could create it with little to no expense on your end. You don't have to have hard copies anymore. That's what everybody would want.
The other thing that I think fuels the market considerably is the truth that we are at the end of a platform generation now. We are about a year, maybe 2 years out. I mean, we know the Wii U is around the corner. We assume Xbox 720, PS4, whatever we're going to call them. And no doubt that when those platforms come out, that first and third-party developers stand to make more money off of their titles. Now, we as gamers, those of us that listen to the show and that love games, go, I'm tired of you selling me a platform. I just want more games to play on the thing. But if you look at it in a global scale, what's going to push your industry forward? New consoles, because they cost more money, you're going to see more growth in that. What does Xbox make more money off of? Selling hardware, not after selling software. That's why they sell the hardware, because they know it's the big ticket item. And when those sell, you as a consumer, do you buy the console? No, you have to buy the console and a game. So the game, the developers also stand to make more money when there are new consoles out because you bought this thing. Oh, I just got this new Xbox 720. I got to get some games for that. I'm into buying new games, or even buying a bunch of shitty games. I ruined it again. Even buying a bunch of terrible games for a console, even just because it's new. I got this new thing. I think that's why people buy stuff on their iPhone. It isn't not necessarily just because they're bored, but because you get an iPhone and there's that, like, well, I can. For $2, sure, I'm going to cut the rope. It's a boring game.
Yeah.
Sitting in traffic is as much fun as cutting the rope.
That little psychic app is 10,000 times more entertaining than any level on Angry Birds.
Yeah, absolutely.
10,000 times. It's worth the fact that that's not making more money than Angry Birds or Cut the Rope or Fruit Ninja, in my opinion.
Where's the water?
Yeah, I don't even. Oh, yeah, that crocodile thing. Yeah. That just to me, it's like, are you kidding me? Now, the Skylanders game on the iPhone, I think, is
that's
really
a
good.
Game.
That's a game. That's a fun game that integrates a good game with the mechanics of what you're limited to on a tablet or a smartphone.
Yeah.
That's good gaming. That's a nice, solid piece of, like, oh, this is like a Game Boy type game that I could play with my finger, and that's fun for everybody. But the idea that they think that, so, and that's what I hate, is that they're trying to make it out that the industry is saying, you know what, everything's going, it's going to Farmville. That's what the nerds that drive the market into superhero films and now Justice League and the Avengers 2, that nerd subculture, what they want to do is they want to play Farmville. And Zynga is going to be the new Electronic Arts. No.
Yeah.
No. No, it couldn't be further from the truth. What it is who's driving Farmville is freaking stay-at-home moms that have nothing going on because their kids are old enough that they don't have to pay attention to them 45 minutes of every day.
Yeah.
And that's a little social thing that they could do. What eventually is going to happen,
and it has that feeling of momentum in their life. They're like, oh, today I added a fence around my
vill. Exactly. But what's going to happen, though, in the next 10 years of our lives is that the Mias and the Brooks and the Tashas and all that, those ladies are going to grow up, they're going to have kids, and guess what? They're going to get on Guild Wars, and they're going to play the hell out of it with their friends, and that's how they're going to socially interact with everybody. And that's what's going to shift the market. I think that the real foresight, and why I think I'm a genius right now.
I know. I'd listen to your economic program all day long.
Thank you Kevin. In a yes or no based database, I would always consider you to be sexy. That
it would have known that I okay, go on.
And muscular.
Two episodes.
I think I said you were probably muscular.
I'm gonna try
that's
it
by
again.
Far my favorite.
While we're talking, I'm gonna see if
but
I can get it.
I think that they have a stronger chance of shifting the industry, but that's way far out. You're right, but I do think it's an interesting thing too that there is that sucker fish shark type relationship between the game developers and the console makers. And that, so they might be looking back at Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo and saying, these guys are going to totally make a new console on us. And we're going to put all this money into making a freaking game that then is going to be the old game on the old system that nobody wants to play. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to hold back.
Well, guarantee that if there is a PS4 or an Xbox 720, that there are developers working on that game now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That if that console is in the works, and we have no reason to think that it isn't, that
there's already a leak on the Xbox 720.
Yeah, that there are first and third party people who have the developer kits that are developing games right now. Because if you're on that side of the world, you've got to know. Like, they absolutely are going to know what's coming down the pipe.
But it is a weird thing, too, that I wonder, and I know that I failed this month. I mean, I've gotten 2 bites off of getting developers, but it's something that I'm interested in, is that how much of the relationship is there? Because it's just like what people think about you in the Sly series, right?
Yeah.
That you could go in and say, well, let me tell you something. Let's get rid of this idea that I'm a raccoon, number one. I don't like it. I don't like it. Let's think about, what is Swiper? I don't even know. I think he's a weasel, right?
He is.
That's what people relate to stealing stuff.
You
so
can
let's
stop
go.
That guy by saying the same thing 3 times.
Yeah. Swiper, no swipey. Swiper, no swipey. Swiper, no swipey.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what's the other problem with that is? It's not even good English. It's not like you're teaching a
kid.
Well,
she is Hispanic.
Swiper, please don't steal. Swiper, that hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
Swiper, that's not yours. No, you're saying swiper, no swiping. Let's translate that to the future.
Yeah, but that's not how we want housekeepers to go.
Guy, don't cut me off. Guy, don't cut me off. Guy, don't cut me off.
But I think...
Boss, hire me. Boss, hire me. Boss, hire me.
I think that to think that... I want to know how much of a connection there is. That if the guys are saying... Like, so let's say the guys at Sanzuru are sitting around, right? And they're like, you know what I need to start working on right now?
Because we know chicken.
Sly 4 is going to be amazing. Yep. So let's get on Sly 7. Okay, because here's what I think is going to be
fun. My bread. My poor bread.
Your bread.
All this bread that I keep in this broom.
Because we're going to J.J. Abrams the hell out of this. And we're going to make Sly 7 and then prequel like crazy.
Oh, that hurt my brain as well. That's a great idea.
But fixed your bread.
Here's what happened is I wanted to say brain and head at the same time, and it came out as bread.
That's what bread is, your brain and your head at the same time.
My lemon.
Brain cheese, isn't that a kind of bread?
Sweet probably.
Bread? Anyway, so that they start sitting there going, they go, hey, listen, we're going to be making the PlayStation 4, so I know you guys are talking about Sly 7. Hold back on that. Let's do it on the PlayStation 4. Let's do it then. Because I feel like then they're kind of shooting themselves to the foot with their current console, and then there's no new games coming out.
It's hard to say if you don't know where the end of the development line is, right? Yeah. Well, let's use Sly 4 again.
It's like a lame duck. That's what I'm saying. Is that what you're saying? Is that by having the consoles be as old as they are, they're in like a lame duck administration? In that, we don't know because we're not on the inside. But that if the developers are sitting back going, these sons of bitches are going to make a new console, or maybe it's a common, like what you're saying too. I think it's what you said is that they know already. They have an idea of when it's coming out. So if you know that July 22nd, 2012, the Xbox 720 is coming out, right? If you know.
What is a release day?
If that's what you know. You don't want your game to come out January of 2012. You don't want that.
But see, I think what you're describing is one of those like slight misconceptions of the developer and the publisher, as if to say like the publisher and the developers don't talk. I guarantee they have conversations daily, if not bi-hourly, are sitting down having like they would work all
no,
that
I believe
out.
That but see that's what I'm saying though is that it creates a weird situation in that if you know you're coming out with a console then like what I'm really saying is that a real analyst would have this conversation right here and saying that are we seeing a move to mobile gaming?
I see what you're saying.
No, because gamers are real hardcore gamers that drive the PlayStation, the Xbox, the Electronic Arts industry are not into where's the water. That's not what they really, really love. That's not what they want to play. So maybe what we're really seeing is the chance of a next generation console release and that the publishers and the developers are working together to kind of say, okay, well, we're going to have a dip. And we've seen this, you know, before the PlayStation 2 came out. We saw this before the PlayStation 3 came out.
I would agree. Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is
before the PlayStation 9 comes out.
That's an analyst saying, and that has an in-depth knowledge of how gaming works and how fans of games and their minds work in the industry. Not just saying, well, these are some numbers that we put on some line graphs that we got from CNN, and so therefore everybody wants to play Farmville. So stop making Grand Theft Auto's sequels because everybody just wants to build a farm with their friends on the Book of Faces.
That's it. Because they may have the accurate information to be able to look and say, yes, mobile gaming is making more money and is a growing industry compared to console gaming, but the reason behind it is wrong. The conclusion they came to is wrong because they're not gamers. That is your thesis statement.
That's exactly my point. And that I really do think that there's that the real answer needs to come from the fact that either A, it's just because the consoles are aging. B, it's because there's nothing really new is coming out. Like it seems to be like the past couple of years we're riding existing franchises, which doesn't really spark a new desire. Because you also think about it, it's like we kind of look at it from the perspective of we're in our 30s. We're going to buy a game as it comes out because we're into the series. Well, let's think about a 10 or 11 or 12-year-old who is, quote-unquote, just getting into, like, he's the freshman of this new gaming world. This is college to him. Like, the gaming industry.
This is a good question.
The gaming consumership.
What was the last game you bought that was the first game in a franchise? was the standalone. I cannot think of any that was its own.
That later became more?
Like, any that stood on its own. Like, first time out. Split Second is the last game I can think of that I bought that wasn't attached to something else. Because even, like, Red Dead Redemption stands on the shoulders of other
Grand
Rockstar
Theft
games.
Auto. Yeah. Portal I was going to say, I guess he would have to go all the way back to Uncharted.
The first Uncharted. That was 6 years ago? That's
probably
a six-year-old
that's
game?
That's a Google-worthy moment. I get what you're... I'm picking up what you're putting down here.
And even that is an established studio as well.
Yeah, Naughty Dog. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The Uncharted, Drake's Fortune. Let's see here. Uncharted, Drake's Fortune, 2007.
This is a Facebook-worthy question. Mm-hmm. I must put this on the Facebook. Log on now. Put your answer.
What was the first game that was not connected to something else? What was
the
last
game,
first game that
you purchased
bought?
That was not associated...
What's yours? Skylanders?
No, that's Skylanders been around for 20 years. Huh? Spyro has been around for 20 years.
Oh, those are all characters based on the Spyro universe?
That's no, just Spyro. But they use Spyro to launch this idea. Like, they took that guy. So it's like making Spy Kids and putting Emilio Estevez in it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a terrible new franchise.
It's a horrible, horrible.
I don't even think I have it right. But that's my point. Like, you take something.
Joel McHale, I think is what you meant to say.
I don't know. Is that who it is?
Joel McHale is in the new Spy Kids
there's
movie.
There's several Spy Kids movies.
I know,
though.
But
yeah.
Joel McHale is in the newest one because yeah, yeah. he's a name and a face for the adults. Exactly. Emilio Estevez was in like Mighty Ducks back when we were kids. I'm sorry.
No, that's right.
I'm not laughing at you, but
listen, I'm a pre-millennial.
Yeah, I know.
I was born in the MTV generation.
We are
generation.
A pre-millennial with an audience of post-millennial people, and we talk Stupid. To ourselves and not them, and it makes me laugh. And I hope
you're hurting my bread. Sam, take us out.
So Skylanders was connected. I'm asking you, yeah, when was
I think
what was
Split
your last...
Second is the last game I remember, and the only reason I bought it is because a friend said this is a really good game.
Christian being that friend who was a known
I'm trying to think if there
character
was
on the show.
Akinator for the mobile phone. Oh, I proved your other point. What about
that chick
you?
Was
what
was right. your... I really think it might have been Uncharted. Like, let's... I mean, because Assassin's Creed.
I can think
Creed.
Of like Star Trek or Disneyland Connect. That's a franchise. That's Disneyland. Yeah, I can't think of a thing. Little Big Planet 2.
Mod Nation Racers.
That's a franchise. Like you're playing. Aren't you playing the second Mod Nation Racers?
No.
All right. So there you go.
So mine would have been Mod Nation Racers, but.
And that's an old game.
And let's think about the why do we buy it? It is an old game.
That's like a 5-year-old game.
And I bought
game.
It because it was the PlayStation version of Mario Kart that I thought was, it looked cool.
Yeah, that's it.
That's and why I got it.
Well, that's okay. That's like genre, but the point about the yeah. franchise, the point is that it's a five, you're just behind the curve.
Yeah.
You haven't played a game that's 5 years old. There aren't a lot of games.
I mean,
games.
I did buy it when it was brand new. When it came out, that was the.
That's then that doesn't count.
And then I rebought it again after I sold it.
That's just you going back to an old game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I play Guild Wars all the time, but I've been playing it for 7 years.
Assassin's Creed, Mass Effect, these are all the games that I bought.
These are all established franchises.
Skyrim, but that's
Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
That's been around for a decade.
Yeah, Portal.
It's Valve. It's been around since the 90s.
But Portal might be, and that's an old game, though. That's from the Orange Box.
Portal is, that's what I'm saying. Portal is from, I think, if it's not 2000, it's 99.
See, we're so
and
much
it's in the same universe as all the Half-Life games.
Half-Life is how it got its, like, essentially was a piggyback. It was mm-hmm. it was like Smash Mouth appearing at the end of every movie in the 90s. Like, that's how they got on the now every 11 and through 15 albums or whatever it was. Oh, that was good. That felt like a solid, solid show.
So you're wrong, stupid. So that man, don't release all those other episodes we've done this week.
Nah,
worth
it.
This one.
Worth it, because it'll lower the bar, and then we come out like a rising of the Phoenix, Jean Grey. Did I nail that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. You want to applaud for me?
I did.
Thank you. Thank you, studio audience. Thank you, everybody.
Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery.
Give us a call, 408-228-4911. I know that we probably have voicemails, and I should have gotten them to them in the last couple weeks, but I will get to them next time. And by I will get to them next time, I mean I probably will not. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Please continue to spread the word. If we could grow this audience big enough, this could be our job. We could give you shows every night of the week, and we would love to do that. I don't want it to sound like your support isn't enough. Kevin and I are both touched in a very, very deep and sincere...
More than him. I'm touched more.
Yeah. On behalf of my good friend Kim Miller, who doesn't worship, saying, okay, bye.